a total fulfillment of this past statement. The work that's going on by the Promise Keeper movement is a total fulfillment of this passage right here. Right now, the Protestant churches that have rejected of thus saith the Lord have been converted to the world, and they are doing a work to return Catholic principles to the ascendancy in the world and in this country. Even if they do not understand what they're doing, it's underway. We can see it in the world today. Review and Herald, June 1st, 1886. And this is the religion which Protestants are beginning to look upon with so much favor, and which will eventually be united with Protestantism. This union will not, however, be affected by a change in Catholicism, for Rome never changes. She claims infallibility. It is Protestantism that will change. The adoption of liberal ideas on its parts will bring it where it can clasp the hand of Catholicism. The Bible is the foundation of our faith, was the cry of Protestants in Luther time, while the Catholics cried the fathers, customs, and tradition. Now many Protestants find it difficult to prove their doctrines from the Bible, and yet they have not the moral courage to accept the truth which involves a cross. Therefore, they are fast coming to the ground of Catholics, and using the best arguments they have to evade the truth, cite the testimonies of the fathers and customs and precepts of men. Brothers and sisters, this, in the past 10 years, this has been fulfilled before our very eyes. And if you haven't paid close attention, if you read the encyclicals that are coming out from this Pope or the statements that come out from the Catholic Church, they haven't changed. They haven't changed. This Pope is one of the most dogmatic Catholic theologians of all the popes in modern history. He's just as much a defender of Catholic customs and tradition as any pope's ever been. And yet, Protestant America comes closer and closer to him every day. Brothers and sisters, we have prophetic reason to be alarmed, to be awakened to a crisis that is getting closer and closer every day. This is some of the waymarks that will precede the Sunday law. Number one, we've looked at that the movement for Sunday, even if you're not hearing about it in Congress, it's underway. Sister White tells us it's underway. Also, during this time preceding the Sunday law, Protestant America will be coming closer and closer to Catholicism. We can see that. That's easy to see. It's easy to demonstrate. Another thing that will take place before the Sunday law, and that's how we're looking at these things. We're going to look at what takes place before and at the Sunday law and then after. And this is found in Review and Herald, July 16, 1901. In his work, Satan pretends to be very religious. He finds the most effective way of carrying on the work